Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a controversial film from director Catherine Bigelow, and it's called Detroit.
This all takes place in July 1967. For those of you who might have seen the riots in Detroit, this is the behind story of those riots, and I found it to be just absolutely riveting.
It's compelling, it's disturbing.
Yes.
And it's very, very hard to take. It's almost like a form of torture to sit through this movie. But you're right, it serves its purpose of placing us in there and forcing us to experience it.
Exactly. And you see the lives of, I believe, about four different characters, African Americans, their family life, their backgrounds, and how this affected them. And you begin to understand, why were they so angry? Why were they so afraid? And it practically destroyed one person in terms of his career. I don't want to give it all away, but I just could not believe the cruelty and the behaviors of everyone involved who just went berserk during those times.
Yeah, most of the action takes place in a motel where the police have surrounded and then broke into the motel where they think some shots may have been fired from, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
It's certainly a timely movie. Given the fact that there is so much controversy around police brutality these days, it's a movie that sticks with you, but one could say that it is almost sadistic.
Well, I think it has to be told, this story, because I remember watching on television, I thought, why are all these African Americans tearing up their own neighborhood? Now I can understand.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.